Pastor Ajay will be ministering to us today. He's been a blessing to us, and we've been a blessing to him. We have been supporting his ministry as a church in New Delhi, India, for about 8 years now financially. Prior to that, we supported him by sending teams out there into his region area and doing encounter retreat weekends for them and helping with some outreach. And we are definitely planning on bringing another team back to New Delhi, India. My wife and I, both of us, Pastor Gail and I, want to go to New Delhi, and we want to bring ministry there once again. And we're just praying for the right timing in Jesus' name. But we will be back to New Delhi. And so anyway, we're pleased to have Pastor Ajay with us. And he's doing a lot of great things, his ministry in New Delhi, not only through his church, Assembly Believers Church in New Delhi, but they have other ministries as well. They have an orphanage, they have a ministry to the poor, and several other things, ministry to the elderly. And they're doing a real great job, and we're partnering with them financially. That's why when we receive that monthly missions offering, it's real important to sow seed, because we support some people over abroad in other nations, and your seed is our point of contact to become a partner with other people in other nations who are doing an incredible work for the Lord. So without any further ado, I'd like everybody to stand to your feet as we welcome Pastor Ajay from New Delhi, India. Give him a warm welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. Take your place, please. Hallelujah. Happy? Like my tie? I'm trying to look like a Trump. So sorry for that. If you don't like Trump, sorry. But I like this tie. Praise the Lord. Are you happy? Good. There's no other place to be happy, only one place in the whole world, that is the presence of Almighty God. If you're not happy in this area, you cannot be happy anywhere. Hallelujah. So this is wonderful. God has given me this opportunity to be with you this time. Although it was not very much planned before, but as I talked to Pastor Rob this time, he said, I need a break. I said, I need a chance. So I'm here. So thank you so much for having me, and especially your praying for the ministry in India. And you supporting us, thank you so much. Your seed is in the right ground. And when people come to the Lord, you are also part in that. I always feel like that whatever we get, it's not for you or me. It's always for somebody else also. God spoke to me so many times. Whenever I get something, he said, no, it's not only for you. Think about others. And when I learned this thing, I taught the church, whatever you are having, it's not for you. It's for others also. So don't be selfish. Sow your seed for others. Hallelujah. If you become somebody who can help others' dreams fulfillment. You know, sometimes we know some people that we can help someone and they can say that I have completed my dream. So become like that. So you can be a useful vessel in the hands of Almighty God. Hallelujah. When you help others, you become instrument in the hands of God. Bible says God gives seed to the sower, not the eater. Hallelujah. When you become sower, you are in the plan of God. That's why Bible says, who scattered the seed, he gathers more. Hallelujah. It's a plan of God. Bible says, give and it will come back to you. good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Hallelujah. That's the plan of God. So you are doing very good. God bless you as you sow your seed. Continue to do the good works. Hallelujah. Are you ready to receive the word? Really? Wow. I always say, when you love God, you bring your Bible with you. I don't know what about your digital 1500 translation in your phone. I don't know that one, but I believe in this Bible. Hallelujah. So, if you love God, you bring Bible with you. And if you love His Word, you bring pen and notebook. Hallelujah. And you write it down. Because when revelation comes, it comes, goes. And you don't depend on your brain. Sometimes we go to the church and we say, oh, it was a wonderful message Pastor Rob preached. If we ask, what was that? Oh, it was very good. I don't remember, but it was wonderful. Which looked like that you wasted your time in the church because you don't remember the word. Hallelujah. This is my responsibility to give you the word, and that's your responsibility to remember that word. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, before I start the message, God started speaking to me some time back about the kingdom. How many knows Jesus Christ brought the kingdom? He said in Matthew 4:17, repent, because the kingdom of God has arrived. Hallelujah. So, when I read the Bible, I understood that Jesus Christ was speaking about only the kingdom. About the kingdom. You know, sometimes we read Bible and we hear about the faith, trust, prosperity, and many things. And many pastors are in this time where they misguide us giving the prosperity messages. Money coming, money coming. Speak 5 times, money is coming, money is coming. And money is not coming. And we feel like that when we speak, money is coming, then money will come. I don't agree, because Bible speaks about the principle, how you get the blessing. That's why Jesus Christ did not preach about the prosperity. He spoke about the kingdom, because everything is inside the kingdom. Whatever you need is already inside the kingdom. Bible says in Luke 12, chapter 32, verse, O little flock, don't be afraid, because this is Father's will to give you what? The kingdom, not the religion. Jesus Christ did not bring the religion. He brought the kingdom. So, this is the responsibility that we should understand why Jesus Christ came on earth. We sometimes feel like that Jesus Christ came on earth to just die on the cross. That was the plan for the salvation, but that was not all. Jesus Christ came as a king. How many believe that he was a king? By birth, when he was born, many wise people came and searching him. The king is born. The king is born. Where is he? I want to worship him. His king is born. Hallelujah. So Jesus Christ lived his life as king. Although sometime his crowd was hungry for 3 days, and he said to the disciple, give them food. And disciples were amazed and they were afraid, how we can feed this big crowd? But he said, give them food. Although he feels like that Jesus Christ had everything. They said, we have only 5 loaves and 2 breads. Five loaves and two fish. So he said, bring it to me. He prayed and multiplied and gave it back to them. He had no question any time in his ministry, because he lived as a king. He knew I was thinking about that Jesus Christ did everything which the Adam supposed to do. He showed Adam that you supposed to walk like me. I like walk on the water because God has given you the authority. Where? In the whole earth. God given everything, dominion to Adam. When you want to multiply, you just touch the wheat, the bread, and that will be multiplied. He did everything which Adam supposed to do. So kingdom God, Jesus Christ brought. And sometimes we don't understand the Bible. You know, Bible is misunderstood book in whole world. This talk about kingdom. It's not a religious book. Even Jesus Christ was not a religious fellow. He came as a king. He was a diplomat person. Hallelujah. Bible talks about king. Bible talks about kingdom. And Bible talks about his royal family. Bible is not for everyone. I'm again repeating. Sometimes it's hard to believe that. Bible is not a religious book, but this is a book of constitution. It's a New Testament and Old Testament. Testament means rules and regulation. And it talks about king. And talks about kingdom. And talks about his royal family. Praise the Lord. So if you are in a democratic spirit, you cannot understand Bible. You have to become kingdom minded. Hallelujah. Hang on. Understand me. If you read Bible as a democratic person, you cannot understand the Bible. That's why so many people say, I read Bible, but I don't understand. Some people don't try to touch that Bible because they so say, oh, I read some time back, I don't understand. Because we need to understand the mindset of the kingdom. That's why Bible says, seek ye first what? What? Kingdom, not religion. Not democratic work. In democracy, you know what we do? We choose our leaders by our voting. But in the kingdom, king chooses. That's why Bible says, you did not choose me, I chose you. Praise the Lord. God decides, king decides, this man, this woman will be in my kingdom and they are my citizen. He decides. Hallelujah. That's why I don't feel bad when people deny coming to the Lord. You know why? Because they're not selected. I don't feel bad now. I used to preach so many people and only 3 people says, I received Jesus. I said, what about these 200 people? They didn't slip out of the hand. Then God spoke to me. These 3 people are selected for the kingdom. I chose them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So preach the God good news, but depend on the Lord for the selection. Are you getting me? Praise the Lord. So Jesus Christ brought what? The kingdom. Kingdom of God. Hallelujah. He preached only about the kingdom. You know, many pastors are preaching about Jesus Christ or the gospel of Jesus Christ. People are preaching gospel of Jesus. But many people are not preaching what Jesus preached. Hallelujah. Luke 4:43 says that people were saying, oh, I like your message. Please stay back. We want to hear more. He said, oh, remember this thing. I am for this reason sent by God to preach to other cities also. I am here to preach the kingdom of God for other cities also. I'm born. For this reason. What is the reason behind? Dying on the cross? No, that's my process to bring the people to the salvation. But that's not my plan. My plan is to preach the good news to all the cities of the kingdom. Only one person is clapping. What about you? Come on. Hallelujah. You know why? That's why we don't understand Bible. Because we don't understand the mindset of the kingdom. Hallelujah. In Hosea 4:6, Bible says, you know, when I read this scripture, this gives me the goosebumps. Because it feels like, oh wow, my people are destroyed. God is watching people and they are being destroyed. And Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Say lack of knowledge. People of God is not destroyed by lack of money or lack of resource. But they are being destroyed by what? Lack of knowledge. Means knowledge is the saving power. And this is what God wants, that we should have a knowledge. Knowledge means who you are. You know what is lost? What is lost? Animals did not lost. Creation did not lost. Heaven and earth did not lost. Or even the sun and the stars did not lost. Everything was on that place where God has made the same thing. Everything is there. But only one thing is lost. What? The mankind. Human. And when I feel how they lost, you know, this Adam said, God said, the day you will eat this fruit, you will die. The day you will eat means when you will sin. Sin, what is sin, you know? Sin is dislocation. You're supposed to be in Garden of Eden, but when you will eat this fruit, you will be dislocated. You will be other place where you're not supposed to be. And Jesus Christ came to the other place, died on the cross, and said the good news. Now, your sin is forgiven. Now, you should be located where you're supposed to be. Clap for the Lord. Hallelujah. This is not by revelation. This is revelation by given. God, Jesus Christ came down on earth to taking us to the same location where used to we have. You know what is the meaning of Eden? Eden means presence of God. And many people are not in the presence of God. They are in presence of anger. They are in presence of hatred. They are in the presence of sinful lifestyle. They are in the presence of worldliness. They are in the presence of all hatred in their life. But Bible says you should be going back to the location. After receiving Jesus Christ, after shedding on the blood of Jesus on the cross, when Jesus Christ forgave our sins and he fixed up every sin and he fixed up devil and he fixed up death even, and after three giants were destroyed by Jesus Christ warned that we should seek what we lost. That was kingdom. What we should seek? What we lost. What we lost? The control. You know, what's the meaning of kingdom? To control, to govern, to subdue, to control all your circumstances. When your health is going back and it's going to worst, you want to control your health. When your money is going back and you're saying, my money is losing me, you need control of your expenses and your finances. When the relationship is going by, your family is broken, you know, you need to be controlled. And you're feeling, what you're feeling, I should control every situation because you lost that kingdom. Kingdom is control. Jesus Christ brought the kingdom back. Hallelujah. This is what we lost. And this is the answer of every problem we have. Praise the Lord. We don't need any president. We don't need any prime minister. We don't need any leader. We need kingdom. That's our solution. Not the government is not our solution. Our solution is kingdom, because we belong to the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need kingdom. We need kingdom mentality, because Okay, how many believe that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings? Okay, who is the kings? Are you sure? You know, some people say, shall I say I'm king? Shall I slip my hand up? I don't feel like. But I'm telling you, he is King of Kings and he's Lord of Lords. You have to understand you are lords on earth. You have to understand you are kings on earth. That's why he will become King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He is your Lord, but you are the Lord on earth, in your circumstances, in your situation. You are the Lord. You are the King. You have to control. You have to guide it by the Holy Spirit that you can control everything. You know, you should not wait. Something will happen in the future. You have to decide what you want in your future. Only small amen came from right hand side. What about you guys? Come on. Amen. Because we need kingdom very badly. This is what we lost. And Jesus Christ came to bring the kingdom back. And Bible says, repent. Repent means change your thinking. Take out your democratic thinking and take the kingdom mentality. That is called repentance. Repent because kingdom of God has arrived. It's already there. Jesus Christ brought the kingdom, not religion. So in this situation, I want to share, if you are king, king should have certain things in his life. You know, first thing, he should have crown. Hallelujah. Crown represents the power. King should have crown. Crown represents what? Say power. Say power. Do you believe that Jesus Christ has given us power? How? John 1:12. As many have as received him, he gave power to them to become the children of God. Say power. How we get the power? While on earth, sometime we hear the message of salvation, we receive the salvation message, and we feel like I'm a sinner, I need a savior. When I say I need a savior, and I say, Lord, I'm sorry for my sins, forgive my sins, and that very moment, God forgive our sins, and very moment, you know what he gave? Power. Say power. Crown represents power. What? I am a child of God. Are you a child of God? If you are a child of God, clap for the Lord. If you are a child of God. If you are not, you have authority to receive him as your personal savior. As when you will receive him as your personal savior, you become the child of God. Not by your giving donations, not by giving any good works, or now by not giving any food to the poor. I'm telling you, only by receiving Jesus Christ, you become a sons of and daughters of God. And that very moment, you know what you receive? You receive crown. Say crown. Say crown. In other scripture I heard, Bible says, Acts of the Apostle, 1st chapter, 8th verse. It says, when the Holy Spirit will come upon you, say, upon me. Say upon me. Not beside me. Not behind me. But upon me. When the Holy Spirit will come upon you, you will what receive? You will receive what? Power. That's a crown. Sign of crowns. In second chapter of Acts of the Apostle, Bible says, when the day of Pentecost came, and they were all together. 120 people were praying together. And they were sitting. And suddenly, you know, mighty wind, a rushing wind comes in this room. And everybody was filled with the Holy Spirit. And what happened? Bible says, and the Holy Spirit, there we appear to them a divided tongue. Say divided tongues. Show me your divided tongues. This is called sign of the crown. And what it says? So, of fire, and one set upon each one of them. You will receive power upon you. When? On your head. Say crown. Say crown. Holy Spirit gives you power and gives you crown. That was a sign. Divided tongues was a sign of the crown upon your head. You say, I don't feel like I have a crown. You touch your head. You have any crown? You feel like, I don't have crown. I want to tell you, you will not understand you have a crown, but the demons knows you have a crown. Devil knows you have a crown. I have a scripture in the Bible, 9th chapter of Acts of the Apostle. There was a Jew. He had 7 sons, and they used to cast out the demons. And one day, they said to the demons, I said, the Jesus which Paul preached about him, I take the name of that Jesus who preached by Paul, so come out of these men. So this demon spirit talked back and said, I know Jesus and I recognize Paul. Who are you? Who are you? I know Jesus and I recognize Paul. When Paul comes, I see his crown over his head. I know he is an authoritative person. When he commands, I have to leave because I know he is the Son of God and he has a crown and I recognize him and I know that he has authority. But who are you? Hallelujah. Sometimes we run from devil. Oh, devil is running after me. Devil is after me. And you know, sometimes devil is going out. Oh, they are after me. We are fearing each other. Devil is saying, why they are going away? I'm afraid of them because Bible says, resist the devil. What will happen? Sister, what will happen? And he will what? He will not just go like this. I'm going. Okay, see you later. No, he will run because he knows you are wearing power. Devil is not afraid of you. He's afraid of the power. He's afraid of your crown because you are carrying as a child of God. Are you feeling that you are a king on earth? Are you sure? I 100% believe I am king in India. And Delhi and India is my territory. And I will cast demons out of that country. That's my responsibility. I know myself. I know myself. And you should know yourself. You have to help the kingdom while showing yourself you are working according to the plan of God. Sometimes we are not working according to the plan of God and we are misusing the authority. Crown. Divided tongue. That's a sign. It's upon you. When the Holy Spirit will come, you will have power. Crown represents power. When king appears, he always appears with a crown. Hallelujah. You are not an ordinary person on earth, I'm telling you. If you feel like, that's your problem. But it's not plan of God. It's not biblical. You are not an ordinary person. You are supposed to think like king. You're supposed to think like and walk like king. And you're supposed to do like things. Like kings. Because God has given you the authority. You know, Jesus Christ, whenever he had encounter with devil or demons. Demons running after him and pleading, please, let me go to the swine. Please. He was not casting them. But they recognize he is king. We have to bow down. How about you? How about you? You are not less than king, but you are not going under your authority. You know, when I found out the truth, I loved myself. I had a love with me. I feel like, oh, I'm king. You know, I come from third world country. And our mentality is slavery mentality. Think about this. But when I understood the point of the kingdom, Lord said, you are king on earth. When I understood, I kicked out the slavery mentality. And I said, no, I am king on earth. And God has given me authority. And I have to work according to the plan of God. That gave me the power to understand myself. Hallelujah. You are from the first world country. You must do more than me. You're already out of the slavery. Hallelujah. But we were in the slavery. Second thing, the king carries, one is crown, second is scepter. How many know the scepter? If you don't know about the scepter, I want to tell you. In Esther, Queen Esther, 4th chapter, 11th verse, if you read, when this problem had come, that every Jew will be die in a appointed time, this queen said to the Mordecai, and she said, I will go to the king. And I've been not called so many times, but now I'm going to the king because king has a decree. If somebody goes to his inner room and he's not called by the king, only one decree is there, that person should die. But only one thing can save him. If the king raise his scepter, only one thing can save that person, the scepter. And that golden scepter, if he raised, then I'll be out of the danger. You know what it represents, scepter? Authority. Say authority. Authority. You know, God did not made us as a slave or employee. God said, Genesis 1:26, let us make man according to our image and our likeness. Let him function like God. And he should have dominion. You know, what is the meaning of dominion? Authority. Hallelujah. God made Adam an authoritative person on earth. He should have authority over every creature, every tree, every plant, every bird, every fish on the sea, everything. He should govern everything. You know what is the meaning of dominion? To control, to subdue, to govern. God gave him authority. We know that he lost that authority. Since that time, humanity became slave. Humanity mindset fall down. You know, sometimes we feel like in our country, you know, the parents says to the children like this, study hard, go to the school, give good marks, bring good marks so you can get good job. In our country, it says like this. Our parents, they don't say, study hard, bring good marks, and have business. Do business. But they say, do job. Because the mentality is slavery. They don't think like that they can become businessmen. I've been in the ministry 32 years. 2 years back, God spoke to my heart and said, everybody knows that you are a man of God, you are a pastor. But now, you have another potential in your life. I want to show to other people also. I said, which one? He said, you are a businessman. I said, Lord, I didn't do any business. But God spoke to me, I'll give you 5 business which will support your ministry. 3 already we are doing. I'm waiting for 2 more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because that was inside me. And God has made me full of potential. And nobody taught me this thing. Excuse me. Nobody taught me that I can become a good businessman. But God spoke to me and said, I have good plan for your life. You become a businessman. This changed my life. Hallelujah. Sometimes it looks like, oh, what you are going to do? You're not going to be a pastor? No, I'm going to be a pastor. I'll be a pastor. I will be serving the Lord. But I can do another things too. Hallelujah. Because I know myself now. You can do it. I can do anything. How? Who strengthens me? I can do all things. Say, I can do all things. Say, I can do all things. Not because of you, but who strengthens you. What he strengthens? He strengthens your potential. You have potential. You are not discovering yourself. That's why you are not doing anything. But when you discover yourself, God will give you the potential to come out and people will understand this man has another potential also. You are fully loaded, came in this world. You know that? Scepter. Psalm 45 and 6 says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of your kingdom. Say, scepter of kingdom. You know, God has given you scepter for the kingdom. Not to do any employment, but to deployment. Praise the Lord. In the kingdom. You know, some people don't understand what is kingdom, what is kingdom, what is kingdom. I want to tell you, kingdom is the country. Say country. And God wants to give you country. Only one sister got the revelation. God wants to give country. How about this? He wants to give country. Come on. What you will do that? In that country, you have to manage, you have to control, you have to govern. Seek ye first your country. Not America, not India, but the country, which the kingdom is your country. Hallelujah. What you should seek. It's hard to believe, I'm telling you. I did not believe. But when I got the revelation, I understood the point of God. He wants to see me that I should reign the country. I should be an example for others. I got the country. That's why I'm here. Praise the Lord. It's very simple. It's not like a favor of God. It's like a revelation of God. Everyone can be in the country. So Bible says that this is the scepter of the kingdom. Psalm 110 and 2nd verse says, the Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies. Hallelujah. This authority is given to you to rule in the midst. Say midst. Say midst. It's like everybody is surrounding, your enemies are, and you are standing in the between. And you are saying, I'm going to rule over you. Hallelujah. It's like this. This is the authority God has given. And Luke 10, chapter 19, verse says, Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Say nothing by any means. Hurt you. Means nothing will mishappen to you. Devil has no power to touch your life. You know that? Even devil knows, if they know the truth, and truth will make them free. Devil knows this thing. That's why he wants to reign over our life through ignorance. Say ignorance. Ignorance is the playground of devil. When we know something, we are delivered. Hallelujah. If we don't know, we are under the slavery. Because devil always works in darkness. And darkness means in Hebrew is ignorance. And God always works in light. Light means knowledge. You are what? You are the light of the world. Bible says. What in other word? You are the knowledge of the world. Wherever you go, you should spread the knowledge. Knowledge of the word of God. Wherever you go, when you speak the knowledge, people will be delivered. Hallelujah. Why people are not delivered? Because we are not shining. Shining means delivering the knowledge. Power. Crown. Over your head. Scepter. God has given you in your hand. Hallelujah. You know, if you read Exodus, you will find every time, 12, 13, 15, 14, 16 chapter, you'll read where God approaches Moses. And always God speaks to Moses and say, stretch your hand. Stretch your hand. Why he said, stretch your hand? Because you don't know Moses. You feel like that you are a murderer. Your mind is down. Your mentality feels like that you are a refugee. You feel like that you have murdered somebody. But in my spirit, I know your hand is scepter. Stretch your hand. And in everything is whatever he did by through his hand. You know why Bible says? Bible says in Isaiah 63 chapter and 12th verse, it says like this, who led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arms. You know, Moses used to put his hand like this, and God used to come and touch his hand like this and said, stretch your hand, because this hand will become scepter when I'll touch my hand. According to the plan of God, God uses his hand and touch Moses' hand to become the scepter. Hallelujah. Don't feel bad. Everything will be all right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I showed you that you have a crown while you're receiving the Christ by having the Holy Spirit upon you. What is scepter? I was praying to God and God spoke to me. Mark 16 chapter 17 verse. Yes, read. These signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. That means, show your hand. Please show your hand. You bring your hand. Right hand, please. Show me, please, your right hand. Say, this is my scepter. I am king on earth. I have a crown on my head. And God has given me my scepter. Because devil knows, when I lay my hands, the sick will be recovered. The problem will be solved. And the demon has to go. And every situation will be all right. Because this hand is scepter. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can you clap for the Lord? Hallelujah. Your hand is scepter. You don't like this hand. Paul knew about this hand, you know. He instruct Timothy, his disciple. 1 Timothy 5:22 says, do not lay hands on anyone hastily. Do not lay your hands hastily because you don't know the power of this hand. This is scepter, the sign of authority. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we pray to the sick or over the sick, and we pray. But when you believe, I'm telling you, when you believe on your hand, you will never pray. You will just touch your hand and you just go. And something will happen in that person. Because you believe in your hand now. Bible says, you will lay your hands on the sick and sick will be recovered. Bible doesn't say you should pray. No need to pray. Because we don't believe in our hand. So we pray 15 hours. Only 14 hours. Oh, one more hour. Lord, please lose it. Oh, please, Lord, have it. Oh, Lord, please lose it. Oh, Lord, please bind it. No need to shout and pray because you don't believe in your hands. When I started believing my hand, I started blessing people like this. God bless you, sister. God loves you. I just touched my people and God started blessing them. Because this hand is a scepter and I have to use it. And when you use it, you will see the reward. You will see the miracles happening because you believe in your hand now. God has given you scepter. It's all biblical. Jesus said, lay your hands. Because this is scepter now. Hallelujah. Are you enjoying? Are you sure? Are you How much time I have, Pastor? Okay. I come in one time in a year, so please. Hallelujah. You know, another man, a man as I saw in the Bible, Matthew 8 chapter and 8 verse, he understood the authority of Jesus. And this was not a Jew man. He was not from Jew, but he was from the Romans. And what Bible says, he understood the authority. Centurion, how many knows about the centurion? And he said, I am man under authority, but you are the authority. I am man under authority, and I have authority. I call someone, come, and he comes. And I say somebody, go, and goes. I know you are the authority. You don't need to say. You don't need to go to my servants and lay your hands. Just speak the word. I know how authority works. You know how authority works? Sometimes you don't need to go. Speak the word. How many believe that everything is come to all the creation is we see exist because of the word of God? You know why Bible say? Then God said. And then God said, and then God said, and then God said, everything is coming in the existence because somebody said. Jesus said, function like God. If you speak to the mountain, to whom he said? To the disciples who were under another government or another kingdom. He said, come out of this kingdom. Come under the kingdom of God. You have authority. You speak to the mountain and mountain will remove by well you say. And you should believe that whatever you say, it will happen. And that will be happen for you. That is the plan of God. Say to the sickness, you have no authority upon my life. Diabetes, go. Blood pressure, go. Speak to the mountain. Sometimes, you know, we don't speak to our problems. And problems say, let me be adjust like here. Let me be here for 5-10 more years. And we just give some space to our problem. And the problem is there. We don't speak. Because what? We don't know the authority. We have the authority. Don't give accommodation to the sickness, on the diseases, or the demons. You have authority. You know, when the real leader is born, when he says, enough is enough. That's the time the real leader born. And he says, I will not compromise. I don't want to be here. You know, the prodigal son, when he was staying with the swine and he was wasting his time, one day he said, I will not be here. He was saying, enough is enough. Immediately he dislocated from that place. But he said, enough is enough. She got the revelation. Real leader born when the person who's angry over the circumstances. Don't adjust yourself with the problem. Speak the word. Because God has given you authority. And centurion said, I know how authority works. You no need to come to my roof. Speak the word. I know authority. I know how authority works. Hallelujah. I'm feeling that you should speak the word today for your problems. And you should say, devil, you have no authority upon my life. God has given me the scepter. God has given me the authority in my mouth. And I'm going to cast you out from my house, from my family, from my children, from my business, from everywhere. Wherever I see you, I will cast you out in the name of Jesus. That is the church God is needing. Not adjustable people with the sinful behavior. Come out. Hallelujah. And third thing is my last thing is censor. King always goes with censor. Censor, if you see the censor is brings the incense. You know what is the incense? The aroma, odor, and the fragrance. Wherever the king goes, fragrance goes. Wherever the king goes, aroma goes. Wherever the king goes, all atmosphere is fragrance, full of fragrance. What is fragrance? You want to know what is fragrance? Read. 2 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, 14th to 15 verse. Excuse me. It says like this. Now thanks be to God who always lead us in triumph in Christ and through us, say through us, diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Fragrance of his knowledge. You know, what is the fragrance? Say knowledge. Say knowledge. You know, this is the problem the people of God has. They don't have knowledge. They don't know why, how the devil is working. They don't know how to stop him. They don't know how to get rid of the problem. They don't have knowledge. They marry together, but they don't know how to make a relationship, how to maintain the relationship. They are demanding, you should love me. And he says, you should love me. Nobody's loving each other. Bible says, love God with all your might, with all your strength, and with all your heart. Praise God. And then it says, the same thing, love your neighbor as your, the problem, we don't understand the plan. Plan is, love your God. If I love my God, I will read Bible, I will go to the church, I will worship him, I will give my tithe, and I will be worshiping the Lord, and I will be walking with the Lord, and I will be obeying the word of God. If I love my God, if I want to love my neighbor, before that, I should love me. If I love me, I don't need others' love. Praise the Lord. The problem with the people don't feel like to loved. Because they're demanding, you should love me. What about you? You also demanding, if I love myself, I don't need others' love. I'm full. And that case, if I love somebody, he will be blessed. You know, God has agape love. How many believe the agape love? That is unconditional. God so loved the world and he gave. Nobody came and applied for the salvation. Lord, can you send somebody? Because we are perishing. Nobody came. He loved by himself. He said, I love you. That's it. And in reverse, I don't need your love. I need your obedience. Hallelujah. The problem behind that we don't understand the word. Knowledge. When we get the license for the car, we go through all the trainings, theoretical trainings, give exam, then practical trainings. But when we get married, you know, we don't need to learn anything. We just go and in 15 minutes we get married each other. Pastor say, be blessed, be full, happy, and be enjoy your life. 15 minutes they are married. They don't learn how to manage the relationship because they don't have knowledge. That's why our car is work more than our marriage. So we need to understand the knowledge. God is searching people, those who will have a knowledge, and that will give the fragrance. Wherever you go, in office, in job, in businesses, in your home, in your neighborhood, wherever you go, you will bring what? The knowledge of the word of God. Paul says, I bring fragrance of word of God. If you are blessed today, I brought this knowledge from my country. That's my fragrance. Hallelujah. King has a power. That's a crown. A king has a scepter. That's an authority. And king has a incense, fragrance, that is knowledge. Bring knowledge to the world. Where? God so loved the world. You have to go to the world. Sometimes we don't want to go to the world. As the pastor said, what do you said, pastor? Gate broker. Breaker church. I like this word, break cultures. You know, you go inside the world, entertainment world, or say, okay, you are entertaining us, but I want to give you one more thing. That kingdom has the power to change your life. You go to the corporate world and so go to the business world and tell you earning money, but I want to tell you, you need something more important than this money. You have to go to the world. Sometimes we don't go to the world. We feel like to just gather together all the salt. You know, salt is useless in shaker. Oh, you have a 5 kilo salt. I have a 10 kilo salt. All the salt are coming together and enjoying what a mighty God we serve. God say, oh, this is not my plan. You should go out to the world and shake yourself. That will taste, wow. Wow, what a salt. Because somebody ready to go out. You are light of the church. Right? Who are the light what? You are light of the. And where light shines in darkness. You know what is darkness? Ignorance. Ignorance and your knowledge. When meet together. When ignorance and knowledge meet together, that is the sign of your light that you are shining. And ignorance saying, I'm going, because somebody shine in the darkness. Are you ready to shine? You are becoming that children of God. God is waiting for the church that they should go out and expose others with a kingdom influential. Church is praying together, staying together, and dying together. That's not the plan of God. Church should pray together, but church should go two by two. Go to the world. Go to the world. Go to the world. And bring people inside this church. Bring others here so they can become kingdom of God together. Kingdom is expanding when you go out. Kingdom never expands when you stay inside. I'm not saying you leave the church. Monday to Saturday, go out to the world. Bring everybody on Sunday. Is it clear, Pastor? I know. It's important. Sometimes we go, I'm going to the world and I will come after 6 months. Sorry, this is not the plan. Monday to Saturday, you have all time in your work, in your office, in your friends, in your relationship. Call them, talk to them, give them knowledge, and that's your fragrance will touch their life. And they will say, where you learn from all this thing? You said, I learn from NBCC and meet my pastor. And he teaches us very good message. And we saw, he said, and he, that person will say, oh, I want to go. Don't spread bad news of the church. You are helping devil. Hallelujah. I'm closing my Bible. See you next year. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Woo! Good word, good word. The word that Pastor Ajay preached really complements what we were speaking about Sunday about the Breaker Church going after the gates, going after the gates. So thank you for that word, Pastor Ajay. We're going to go ahead and honor the Lord with a love offering to Pastor Ajay and his ministry and the work in New Delhi. If you need an envelope, slip up your hand. If you're going to be using your smartphone, go ahead and do that. But make sure you put it under the memo, guest or guest minister. And let's all sow a seed into the work in New Delhi, India today. Amen. We could use a little something there. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you and honor you, Lord, for the kingdom of God. Expand our understanding, expand our vision, expand our insight, Lord, of the kingdom, God's rule, the power of the kingdom. And we've been birthed into a spiritual kingdom, in that the kingdoms of this world, they will become the kingdoms of our God. We bless you and honor you, God, for all you've done for us, for lifting us up, Lord, out of this, the slavery mentality into a victory mentality. For the church has even been born into the spirit of victory, even on the day of Pentecost. Thank you for the victory that we have in Christ today. We sow this seed today, Lord, as an expression of our gratitude for the word that was preached. Pray your blessing upon Pastor Ajay, his family in New Delhi, India, and the work of their hand. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, we want to thank you for honoring the Lord with that offering. Are you going to come down now? Okay, let's go ahead, receive that offering, sow that seed. And thank you so much for giving. And after you sow that seed, you are dismissed. You can get your kids. The cafe will be open. And if you are a guest, make sure that you take that guest card to the cafe, the cafe card, and get any of the coffee drinks they're serving today for being our guests. And we do have the empanadas, don't forget. And some baked goods, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Hope the sun peeks out today. The weather was really crummy today, but God is still good. And the light is shining in our hearts and in the house of God. Be blessed. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.